The murder of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri shook Lebanon to its core back in 2005. The trial of a group of militants suspected of involvement in the assassination is unlikely to solve the main mystery in the case, that is, who really ordered the murder. But the trial could get interesting anyway, as the world's Aaron Schachter reports from Beirut.
The group of suspects on trial is known as the Net of 13. Few here believe they were the masterminds behind the Hariri assassination. What is significant is the group's alleged ties to al-Qaeda. If the link is true, it would be yet more evidence that extremists here are making inroads. The Lebanese army last year battled Islamist militants in a Palestinian refugee camp. Lebanese security forces uncovered a 33-member al-Qaeda cell late last year. And the UN peacekeeping force in the south, made up mainly of Western soldiers, has increasingly come under attack since the 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah. Perhaps most disturbing was this announcement earlier this year by al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Al-Zawahiri said Lebanon is one of the Muslim fronts that will play a pivotal role, God willing, in the upcoming battles with the Crusaders and the Jews. He went on to mention expelling the UN peacekeepers. Azam Tamimi runs the Institute of Islamic Political Thought in London. He says he's heard such pronouncements before, but he says it's unlikely that Sunni Islamist militants like al-Qaeda could flourish in a country like Lebanon, dominated by a Shiite group, Hezbollah.
Generally, local Islamic groups are doing quite well in terms of popularity. It's highly unlikely that al-Qaeda will find it easy on its own. So the only way I envisage this happening is if there is a local player who is willing to provide them with real support.
Even so, published reports here say local and foreign officials consider the threat of al-Qaeda-linked militancy to be among Lebanon's most serious security worries. But Khalil Al-Khazen, a political science professor at American University Beirut, says those fears are unfounded.
The target of these groups is usually the authoritarian state that has clashed with these people, which is not the case in Lebanon. In Lebanon, there's a different kind of threat, which is not similar to what you see in other Arab countries. So it's a different setup.
Hassan suggests the officials who worry about al-Qaeda ought to be more concerned about internal violence. This is a place, after all, where dozens have died over the last few years in political bombings and assassinations. But Yasser al-Siri, an exiled Egyptian Islamist based in London and an expert on Islamist movements, says there is something to fear. There's a good possibility, he says, that small al-Qaeda-like sleeper cells, fresh from fighting in Iraq, might take al-Zawahiri's words to heart. Al-Siri says many things could be done by Islamic young people filled with anti-Western fervor that could serve the interests and goals of al-Qaeda, regardless of whether they belong to the al-Qaeda organization or not. The ongoing trial of the Net of 13 could shed some light on the potential for that here in Lebanon. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.